Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are getting up on turkey and pumpkin pie, or pecan pie in my case, with some delicious vanilla bean ice cream from our friends at Taharka. We'll be delivering that to you during the holidays, but all of our sponsors really delivering here. I mean, we've done so many coat drives and food drives and canned good drives. We've done all of those things. This year, we're going to try to help a local company and sell some ice cream, make people happy, and share some happiness here during the holidays. Leonard Raskin going to join us right now. And as a football fan, not happy this week. I'm not happy this week. Anybody thought they were going to the game this week, they're not going to the game this week. COVID's come back. And Leonard, you know, I think more than anything, first off, you gave me lip balm this week, and I really appreciate this because I have the mints, I have the shirts. My shirt's in the laundry. I apologize. I'm a little late on laundry.
All good. All good.
It happens. But you gave lip balm. Man, my lips are starting to chap right now. There's some adversity that comes with the winter and 50-degree days and cold nights and then losing football games. And I know, man, you're in the financial business forever. Adversity, risk, turbulent seas, all of that stuff. This is what sort of defines us at this point, right? These are tough times right now.
These are, and they're scary times. You know, for a lot of people, it's a scary time. What's happened, what's going on right now, people are kind of freaked out. They don't quite know what's going on. I will tell you, you should have long since with Corona heard from your advisor. You should be hearing from your advisor again. This is a great time to connect. Make sure you know what you're doing going into year end. But, you know, we've said this for 30 years plus. If your plan is reactive to an election, to Corona, to whatever's going on, the news of a vaccine now because of Corona, you know, your portfolio is a mess. It shouldn't need a prediction to produce results. It should be structured for the long term. This pandemic and this year 2020, man, there's all kinds of weird going on. Like you said, there's fans in the stands. There's no fans in the stands. We beat the Colts, we lose to New England. I didn't think we'd lose to a team that was trying to run the ball against us, but sure enough, we lost to a team that was running the ball against us. And in your financial world, emergencies happen. You have to adjust and you have to take care of things, but one thing is constant, and that is you have to be liquid, you have to have reserves to make sure you can make it through these times. I've heard people say, my unemployment's going to run out, My stimulus isn't coming. How am I going to make it? Well, if this doesn't tell you, you should have an emergency fund, 3 months, 6 months, a year's worth of liquidity on the sidelines. Nothing will.
This is a life lesson for everybody who does survive this, right?
Absolutely. And we've never seen anything like this. So in my business, what we learn is every time that we look at the market, and the famous words are, this time it's different. And you know what? It's never different. In the long run, corporations produce products and services that 7 billion people want to buy and use, and profits come and markets go up and stocks produce results. But yeah, this time for this country, for this world, it's a 100-year event. I heard the governor say, you know, this isn't the flu, this isn't fake news, this isn't going to go away just because we're sick of it. Or, you know, play on words, because we're tired of it. The fact of the matter is, this thing is going to be here. And I don't care if they get a vaccine, don't get a vaccine, whatever it is, this thing is going to be here. Some people are going to get sick. Some people are going to get diagnosed positive, not get sick. And some of those people that get sick aren't going to make it. It's horrible. If it's you, if it's me, if it's your family, if it's anybody we know, it's probably even more horrible. But the fact of the matter is, lots and lots and lots of people survive it. And you know what? Lots and lots and lots of people survive a stock market correction, a drop. The market goes up, the market goes down, and the price you pay for long-term positive results in the stock market is short-term volatility. The market goes up, the market goes down.
Well, how old were you back in the late 80s when that awful crash happened? I mean, I would think you're about my age. I remember that. Hell, I didn't have any money. I was living on Kane Street. I mean, you know, I haven't had a whole lot of money most of my life in that way, but certainly where the stock market just tanks and goes terrible, learned a life lesson early, right? My dad absolutely always talked about 1929, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I wasn't around in 29, but I was around in 87. And here's the thing. I was just starting in the business. I was a baby in 1987. I was 23 years old. I was 22 when I started in the business.
Well, and there were a bunch of old people around you who had never seen anything like it. Like,
that's
literally, right?
That's right. And here's the thing. I put my first client's money in investments in the stock market in 1987. And in October, the crash just was devastated in a day or two. And I thought I was in the wrong career. I was hurting people. I wasn't here to hurt people. I didn't know what I was going to do. These are people that I cared about. These were family and friends, because when you start in this business, they're the only people that will talk to you. You know, you're not getting strangers to give you their money. So I watched family and friends lose money. And what the people that were in their 50s and 60s said, you got to tell them to leave it there. You got to tell them now's the time to add. You got to tell them not to panic. And I said all
that. And that's a tough thing for somebody to hear. I know when I was 19, then that would have been tough for me.
It's tough to hear, and it's hard to say when you don't believe it.
If all I had was $5,000 at that point, and I looked up and there was, you know, $628 in my account all of a sudden, I would have freaked out.
I didn't know what I was talking about. And I was saying it because somebody told me to say it, and I didn't have conviction. I didn't believe it. And I was scared to death. And they kept it. And 30 years later, those people are retiring with fortunes. Not because of that one thing, but because they listened, they stayed, and then through the late 90s, early 2000, when we had the dot-com crash, and then in the 2008-09, when we had the financial crisis, and now we're in 2020, and we've got the pandemic crisis. And what I know is 20, 30 years from now, we'll look back on the charts of the market, because it goes up and it goes down. But when we look in the long run at the history of the market, each of these downturns becomes a really small blip on a very long mountain. And the short term is scary. And you got to hold your course, and you should have somebody holding your hand, because this is your American dream. This is your financial future. And you need somebody to sit with you in comfort that you know has got your back and that is doing the worrying for you. And I'll never forget in the 2000 correction, not 8-9, by 8-9, I was a grizzled veteran. But in the 2000 correction, when all that was going on, I had clients calling me to see if I was okay, because they understood that we take on that burden of the market when it happens. We know that your future is on the line, and you've entrusted us with that. And that's a sacred trust that people give us. And we take that very seriously.
Leonard Raskin's here. He is Raskin Global. I have the lip balm here that I'm holding up onto the camera here, if I can get it to focus on it instead of my face. But you can find him out at Raskin Global. He comes on once a week. We usually talk some football. Sometimes we talk some serious matters of political nature or regional nature, or next week pumpkin pie and our mutual disdain for all things Steelers. You know, onto the football field.
Hey, time out 1 second.
Sure.
Let me tell you a funny story on that lip balm. Hold that up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Open that thing up. I got to tell you.
It's blue. It's blue. Yeah.
Story. So we had a client come in, and they brought their three or four-year-old, and he was down the floor. He was playing with a couple of those, and then they looked over. He had opened it, and he took a bite.
Oh, no.
You know, it's a nice little lip balm, but he took a bite. Now, it's not toxic, can't hurt you, but you want to talk about hysterical. You should have seen a four-year-old's face when he bit into this thing, decided it was a snack.
Well, it's very minty, you know what I mean? I would think it would catch a little, you know, it'd be like, nice. I'm not like biting into Bengay, but you're biting into Blistex. So nonetheless,
nice chunk out of it. It was kind of funny.
You know, this is a time of the year you need an emollient at this time of the year for sure. Need a financial advisor. Leonard Raskin's out there, Raskin Global. Tell everybody just basically how it works. If they give you a call, I know you sit with them on. I'll pull the website up here for a minute. Now we're going to talk some football as well.
Yeah. So you find us at raskinglobal.com. There's lots of places on there for you to drop your name in and say you want to meet. We're happy to meet with anybody that wants to come chat. We give you a free hour. We answer any urgent questions you have about your financial life, investment, insurance, tax, estate plans, whatever's going on. If you choose to work with us, we're a fee-based firm. So if you choose after that hour that we're the place and I'm the guy and the relationship is what you want in your financial future, we're here to help you create your dreams, create your American dream, and understand how your money works. And you come to work with us and you got a long-term relationship with somebody that I said is going to worry for you, hold your hand, and be there through the ups and downs and the craziness of life. And we can talk some football, we can talk some baseball, we can talk some hockey, some whatever. So we're there for all that good stuff too.
Well, I don't know, you know, the football we're into. I know the Ohio State-Maryland thing last week with your boy out in Ohio State, but for the Ravens and – let's say there is no COVID, although there is. Let's say that, you know, it won't be a factor. It will be at some point here. Certainly the Browns can't even get out on the field to practice at this point. And for this loss and for this offense and for Nick Boyle and Ronnie Stanley, Talk about adversity in the market, man. The Ravens are dealing with a different kind of adversity than they experienced last year when everything in the market was going perfect for them at 14-2. Nothing perfect about this campaign this year.
That's exactly right. Everything was great last year. I don't think there was an injury to care about. You know, a couple little nicks and bruises here and there. And it wasn't until, I guess, what, Ingram in the playoffs that we really had a jolt. But, boy, you know, you lose Ronnie Stanley on the side and you lost Marshall because of the Hall of Fame. so you don't replace two guys like that in an instant on the offensive line. It makes it a little tougher. But, boy, I thought they'd play better against New England. And stunningly, to me, stunningly, it was the defense that looked like they got exposed. The offense didn't look terrible. I mean, they didn't look great, but they didn't look terrible.
Well, on a bad weather night, you can't expect them to come back, go 90 yards in the air when it's not what they do, which, you know, that's the thing I've been talking to everybody about. Like, when they're behind late in the game, you're not going to have a whole lot of confidence. And if they do, and it's going to be on a wing and a prayer and a whatever, because I don't know that they're set up to operate that way. They're not set up to go 90 yards in a minute and 15 seconds in any weather.
Myself, if you got to go 90 yards in a minute and change in a monsoon, don't you let Lamar run the ball?
Yeah, right.
Can't he just make guys miss?
Catch me if you can, right?
But I was screaming at the TV. I'm screaming, play third grade grass football. I remember as a kid, we would go out and play football, and whoever was the quarterback was clearly the most athletic guy on the field. We'd play neighborhood against neighborhood. No pads, you know, we'd play.
I think that's a lot harder to do in 60 seconds if you can't spike the ball and you got to get up and set, right?
Well, like, he knows how to run out of bounds. He's a smart dude. I don't know. I've heard this stuff on the TV and the radio and the social media. You know, let Russ cook. You know, out there in Seattle, they all want Russ Wilson to do what Russ does. And then Dalvin Cook came along and said, no, you can't use that. That's my name. You can't be doing that. Let Dalvin cook. And so they do their thing. And I'm thinking, I'm screaming at the TV, let Lamar cook. You know, you got a minute in a monsoon. He ain't throwing that ball 30 yards. You got to just let the man run. These defenders have got to catch him. It's pouring. Come on. Run out of bounds three times. Get close enough. Go for it.
Well, I mean, that's Coach Raskin, and I think it worked out a little different. Coach Belichick was on the other side.
Yeah, that's
Leonard,
true.
I don't do pregame predictions much. Like, literally in the 25 years, and Luke would always give me a hard time, you know, that I always pick the Ravens, because I kind of do, because if I really believe they're going to lose, it's a lot less fun getting on the plane, as you know.
Yeah.
But I picked them. Somehow on Sunday, I felt so confident that I got, I don't know, maybe it was the wine I picked up over at King Discount Liquors, I don't know. Maybe it was the way the cheesesteak hit me at Pizza John's before the game, but I just went out on the internet and I said, they're going to win 37-3. Yeah. And that was just stupid. It was Bill Belichick on the other side. The same thing sort of goes for the Titans, right? Like, all week long, if you've been listening to the WNST, or you've been out at Baltimore Positive, you know, I have a lot of friends down in Nashville over all these years and the rivalry and going back to the 90s and Eddie George and Steve McNair and Jeff Fisher and Jimmy Schwartz and all that. And all these guys are coming on this week. And it's very hard to feel confident against the Tennessee Titans, right? Like, and the Steelers next Thursday. I mean, next time you and I get together eating pumpkin pie, I mean, this is a very, very critical couple days to not have Calais Campbell at 100% or Brandon Williams. They are really challenged this next week, week and a half, their season's going to go, right?
Yeah, scary couple weeks. Look, we're 6-3. I'll take 7-4. 6-5 does not look happy. And boy, the way that what was his name for New England, the running back that ran right through us like knife through butter?
This is a Brandon Williams issue, right? Like, you pay him all that money.
And Derrick Henry coming in. You got a man coming to run against you this week, and then you got Pittsburgh the next week. I'm not confident about either one of these games. Now, I was real confident about the last one, but boy, you know, maybe being a little humble and thinking they're going to have a tough time this next 2 weeks, they'll pull out some miracle. Who knows?
Well, we're hoping for miracles out there. Leonard Raskin doesn't hope for miracles out in the market. He has been investing money for over three decades. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. You can find him out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com now. He has a home there where we're making our home, bringing some sports, some politics, some news, some money, some health, a bunch of different things into the box this week and getting ready for some football here this week. Give me a little Thanksgiving. Your boy coming back from Columbus for Thanksgiving? I mean, in this weird environment with planes and trains and automobiles and COVID and maybe coming home and maybe not going back. You know, who knows what's going to happen
exactly
here.
But right. So this Saturday, you know, my college ball world, this Saturday, the Ohio State against Indiana. And Indiana is looking surprisingly good in the Big Ten. They're undefeated. A fluke win against Penn State. But
I was going to say that football powerhouse, Indiana.
That's right, Indiana. Hey, Bob, I think I saw Bob Knight throwing a flag at somebody. but a big game this weekend. And then, next Wednesday. So the boys gets tested for COVID every week on campus. Every week.
Now, I compared this earlier. I had Bill Cole on from Cole Roofing, his home's next to you on Baltimore Project. I said to Billy, I'm like, you get out on Ruse and he's working and his people are out doing their thing and like all that. I said, how many times have you been tested or had the thermometer in the eyeballs? Yeah. I've only had 3 times in 5 months that I've been out physically where someone has taken my temperature, with the little beam in my head.
Yeah,
it happened the other day. It happened at an 818 in Catonsville before I came in. The county executive was there. I was there with Don Moeller, and they were opening it. They took my temperature, but there isn't a lot of that, right? So for your kid, he's been tested more than anybody, right? Other than somebody in the NFL, right?
9 weeks in a row at school. Every Thursday morning, he goes and gets tested. Every Friday night. Sometime Friday night, Saturday morning, we're hoping for that text to come through that says negative. That's all he puts. He puts negative. And we know that that's a good week. And he's got one this week, Thursday. He's got one next week, Tuesday. And then he jumps on a plane Wednesday night. The dorms are closed. Thanksgiving, that's it.
Turkey in the oven. Let's go.
Turkey in the oven. We got a little family Thanksgiving together. He'll be home late Wednesday night. Hopefully, again, all negative for 11 weeks. Then he's home. He's got 2 weeks of virtual school. And then he's here till January 18th. So right now,
that's pretty typical, though, right? Kids are coming home. They're staying home, right? They're not going back to the campus for 3 weeks in most cases, unless it's driving, right?
What they've done this year is they've sent them home early with virtual school for the next 2 weeks. They don't want them back after Thanksgiving when they've been with family and everybody else and then bringing all the COVID back to the campus.
Sure, okay.
So they're still doing school for 2 weeks, but they're not going.
So theoretically, if the kid comes home from campus and he's clean or she's clean, it's a little bit safer for grandma, but we don't want grandma over. That's part of what we're all fighting about here in red and blue and purple and east and west and north and south and whatever else is that
we're going to get together. Who's been tested?
Trying to stay safe. Just want everybody safe.
And he's in Ohio and the governor out there, DeWine, they're spiking like everybody else. And so DeWine is contemplating the spring semester. So he may go back January 18th. That's the plan currently, but they may shut it down. And if they shut the college down, then he'll do virtual from home, and he'll have a dorm room full of stuff. We'll have to figure out how to move it someday.
Man, you and your wife, all that. Whoa, empty nesters. He's going to Hawaii. 8 weeks, he's gone. He's back on your couch again, eating your pumpkin pie, right?
Literally. And he'll be back for 6 weeks, and he could be back for till next September.
You thought he was gone. It's like the Godfather, too.
That's it. You know, who knows if he's coming or going?
What's a good thing you like him? That's important.
He's a good kid. We like him. He's a good kid.
Well, welcome him home. I will chat with you next week. We'll argue the eternal argument of pumpkin versus sweet potato versus pecan and whether there's apple or caramel apple or salted apple or French apple. I don't know, but have a great weekend. A couple of important football games. I know it's an important time for everybody. If you're investing your money and you need a friend, you need some good advice, find my friend Leonard Raskin. He's at RaskinGlobal.com as well as at Baltimore Positive. Len, take care of yourself. Give the boy my best. We'll see him next week. All right.
You got it, man. We'll talk soon.
Yeah. You know what? You'll be on the couch watching the Steelers game, right? I mean, it's all like all in the family. We'll all be together next Thursday night, right?
Absolutely. Watching a game together for the first time in 3 months.
We're all going to break Zoom that night, I think.
That's right. That's right.
There he goes. Leonard Raskin, RaskinGlobal.com. You can find me, Ness, at BaltimorePositive.com. I'm wearing my 2019 chicken blue. I like the green one. I like last year's better than this year's, but I still have this year's. Royal Farms is always there, real fresh, real fast, with the tasty fried chicken. Justin Tucker's making that coffee for me every morning. I appreciate that. Number 9. I've been drinking it longer than he has. I mean, I grew up Royal Farms on Mace Avenue and Eastern Avenue. But nonetheless, all together now, make sure you're using that Rofo card when you're gassing up after. Our friends at Taharka, we're going to be shipping. I had the eggnog ice cream in here, but it started to melt early. Chocolate Love, we have that. The Wake and Bake, it's all available. The holiday flavors also. We're going to be taking $15.70 off home delivery. They deliver it right to your door. It's an incredible holiday gift. We'll be pimping it all month. If you love me, if you love what we do, if you love WNST, buy some ice cream, share the love, and you can eat the ice cream. A little vanilla bean goes nice with your pumpkin pie as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.